Oh, yes. It was a historic day for Botswana today. After President Mokgweetsi Masisi, who actually took power in 2019, his party suffered defeat at the hands of the opposition. It was largely unexpected. People expected maybe a close run. There was also talk about a hung parliament, but the result turned out to be something else, where even the opposition leader, who is now the new Botswana president, Dumaboko, actually expressed surprise at how the voting pattern had actually turned out. The mood is celebratory, obviously, on the side of the opposition supporters, but now they are part of the ruling party, the UDC. It's worth noting that Dumaboko is a 54-year-old lawyer. He has been in the trenches for quite some time, in the opposition trenches for quite some time, having led BNF before it became part of a coalition of opposition parties, which is now the umbrella for democratic change.
What brought about this sudden change? Were there any socio-economic grievances, particularly among young people? Did that bring about this downfall for the party?
There was a lot of, consternation among the population, with particularly the youth. The issue of unemployment, it stands at above 20% for a country like Botswana. It's deemed to be pretty high, looking at its economic achievements. And also, they felt that the president was now out of touch with reality. For instance, the way he approached the Beers deal, the diamond deal, that they felt that it could have scared investors. It was not the best way to approach it. There was also the issue of corruption. They are saying post the COVID period, once the issue of tenders came in, there was a lot of corruption, a lot of nepotism, whereby we saw the president's relatives benefiting, whereby we also saw people complaining that they're not happy with the president's close relationship with Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Although during the press briefing this morning, President Masisi, the former president, said no, that had no bearing. He doesn't think that his relationship with the Zimbabwean president had a bearing on the outcome of the election. But overall, there was a lot of disgruntlement leading into the election. Yes, but however, this landslide was not expected, although people were not happy with the ruling party.
Mokgweetsi, has Dumaboko made any comments on his victory?
Yes, this morning was actually declared the winner by the country's chief justice. And in a brief address, he really promised that he will actually maintain cordial relations with the former president. He actually made it clear that the transfer of power was smooth, and it's something that has to be cherished, considering what happens in some parts of Africa. Because Masisi actually called him this morning to actually congratulate him and actually offer his support. So in a brief statement, he said, look, we look to work together regardless of political affiliation.
And Habrone is calm today, this morning?
Yes, it's calm. Actually, the celebrations were mostly yesterday when results started trickling in, because it became evident that the opposition was sweeping the stakes. So, but for today, it's a bit calm. A bit of noise here and there, the celebrations, but maybe going into the weekend, we expect maybe some. I mean, it's for the first time that there's a change of government or political party since 1966. So it's something that most people had never witnessed.